tough result today. Just can you maybe start by telling us a bit about the first half and obviously having to make two early subs, maybe how much that affected your game plan going in and how much you were able to do?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make things easy when you have to make two subs in the first half. We still, I don't think we're... We had moments in the first half where we hurt them and we did some okay things. We lost our shape a lot, and it was not how we trained to defend. And then, we just didn't seem to be connected for whatever reason. If you look back at it, we fixed it for the second half. But it's tough to give a goal away, you know, in the injury time of the first half. You're hoping as a coach that you can see out the half and, you know, make the adjustments. But cracking goal, you know, 35 yards out off the post, it's just one of them. You tip your hat to the kid. It was a great strike.
Is it frustrating as a coach to see, you know, last week the attack's a little bit more fluid on the road, but pretty straight home games without a goal?
Yeah, we were just talking about that now. I don't know. It's usually you come home and it's, you're... And that's where you usually play your best. And for whatever reason, we're 5 of our 7 wins are on the road. So we go on the road, stick together, stay connected. And for whatever reason at home, we seem to, if we get off to a good start, we seem to be all right. But if we don't, we struggle. And we got to find out. We've been trying to figure out why we can't have the same... kind of the same output at home as we are able to produce on the road, which is just crazy to me.
I'm just curious what you made of maybe the midfield battle, specifically maybe like the bully in there. He was doing a lot of things out wide instead of maybe, you know, playing sticking to the middle. Like, what do you think about his performance?
Yeah, I mean, the way they defend it, he's given a free rein to find space because he's creative. So I don't mind him rolling out into those areas to overload wide areas. So, it worked at times. At times it didn't. But, I think, I thought first half, it was pretty even. Well, the whole game possession-wise was quite even. Thought we probably created more, funny enough, in the first half. And then we went away from some things we were doing. So, yeah, I mean, tough outing. Credit to them. They took their chance in the first half and, caught us in the counter in the, sloppy giveaway, to make it 2-0. And then, I threw caution to the wind and changed the shape and tried to throw what we could at them.
And you guys actually quite well kind of getting some more numbers in the box on set pieces and on crosses too, but maybe some of the pressing and reach here in the center was just maybe like weren't up the quality. Do you think it's just like you're just one good ball away from, getting a win, or is it something you can do that?
Yeah, I mean, service has to be better. I think sometimes there's a couple balls are bouncing around the box, especially first half, that we kind of were flat-footed to. There's one in the second half as well, we were kind of flat-footed. If you're on the move, maybe we get on the end of it, right? We kind of like stop our run, and then once you've got flat-footed, it's hard to adjust. So, I think the quality of service at times needs to be better, but also the run's got to be better and stay alive in the box and get second bits. And,
your team tonight, like, I'm sure this is a result you would have won again, like. With Ottawa coming up, like, how do you, what message you tell your group so like that they don't get too down on themselves and you might see like a repeat of like all the yellow cards and just everything getting too heated? Like, how do you eliminate those bad habits going into next week?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few bad habits we had to eliminate that, but they seem to be creep back in. We had 2 good weeks. I thought we were good against Pacific here, even though it was 0-0. And then, to go on the road and win was good. Then to come back and, we're a bit of a roller coaster ride. So it's trying to find that consistency within the group. But, I think we lost control at the end a little bit. Guys are getting frustrated with certain things and lost their cool. So... they just can't happen.
I guess there's always the ghost in the room is the under 21 minutes, and so you did build them up a bit this week. But now you still have plans for like to bring in another player, or is that Carson that's going to be the, I guess, well, one we, player? There's still a still a roster spot.
We brought or not. Carson in. There is still a roster spot open at the moment, so we'll look to see what we need and then fill it. So, you know, it's we're getting healthy again in the U21 department, so it helps. Because there's a few games we couldn't even play one. So it's just been one of those years with a lot of injuries.
What was how do you find out about a person like Carson? Is there like scouting, or the league helps out recommending players?
There's the league agents, there's plenty of different paths. You know, Canadian player that's been playing professionally overseas, it's always someone to look at. So we had a look at him. We like his physicality, his size, and, you know, left-footed. Has a lot of good attributes. So, you know, he's only been here, you know, for what, six or so training sessions. We only got his ITC this week, so he's still got to get his way into the group, and he's got a ways to go, but he's got good attributes, I think, that suit the way we play.
I guess like HFX there, bring a guy in 10 minutes, next week 20, 40, 40, 60. So like Morelli and the new guys they've brought in. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brandon?
Sort of mentioned it off the top, but momentum-wise, it was actually, there were a couple of big shifts in between the match where you did actually have a couple of chances. Just where do you think the issue was with the chance creation tonight? And, with respect to not only creating but getting on the end of those.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when we were creating our chances, we were switching the ball quick and getting overloads in wide areas. And second half, we tried to adjust to get even more of that. But for whatever reason, we kept playing central, and it was in the tight areas and in poor passes, which hurt us, and they were able to counter on. And then obviously a sloppy giveaway as well for the goal. So it's and that was a ball central the other way, which, you know, blindly played in the middle of the park, which can't happen.
And I guess maybe on a little bit of a brighter note, U17s are currently playing down there against Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Just maybe a couple of words on having a developmental squad like that at your disposal, and at the very least having, knowing that the club is supporting the community in that sort of way.
Yeah, I think it's something that the club needs to do is support the community. I think it's great to have, to try and build a system underneath the first team. Trying to go in the right direction, right, as a club.
We'll go to a couple hands on Zoom. Ridwan here. Go ahead.
Martin, I don't know how to speak, but let's first start with what Patrice said. He said his side, you know, had a lot of mind power. Is that what your team was lacking today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our mentality was wrong. Maybe entering the game, I don't know if it's, you know, because the first two games against them, we had got the better of them for the most part. I thought we started the game slow. We built our way in, but we were in and out. We were inconsistent. So, but that's been our season.
And what is the cost of this defeat?
We still play them again. So, you want to try and win the season series against everyone, especially the teams around you. So, you know, it's it'll be a big match for us in Halifax, I think, in September.
I'll move to sixth on the table. The point difference is not that wide. But, you know, Judge, when you see yourself move from the top four or the postseason spots, and then now you're outside, it puts some pressure on the team as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, this level, you got to deal with pressure, right? There's no easy games in this league. You have to come and bring it every day, and we haven't done that consistently. So, you know, in some ways, to even be in the playoff race with the ups and downs we've had is impressive, but we've got to find consistency. I keep talking about it with you know, in the media and with the guys. We've got to find consistency, and we had one stretch, I think, when we won four or five, but we got to get back to that. We got to find that motivation, because we are still in the thick of a playoff race. There's 10 games to go for us, and 30 points to play for. So yeah, it's all to play for still. It's not nice to be on the outside looking in, but we've been here and climbed our way back in, so we got to find our way back in somehow. It's not going to be easy going to Ottawa this week, who's flying at home, and and at Forge, at Cavalry. So we just got to come with a strong mindset and a high work rate, and try to outwork every team we can.
And if I can chip in a last one, Laura, is it far-fetched to talk about the discipline record of your team? Last time it was Mo, today we saw Max being sent off. Area of concern for you?
Not too much. I had a word with Baldy at the end. I thought he could see it coming a little bit. Disagreed with the call. Then he got a card, and then, I think a few guys lost control today, and when the game, the control of the game gets lost, players can lose their heads, and that's what happened. And from my standpoint, it can't happen, because we could lose him for a couple games now, and we need him. He's a big part of this team, so it's going to be tough. But yeah, we can't afford these kind of incidents. We got to control what we can and keep our heads as best we can.
That's all from me.
Yep.
And last one here, we'll go to Josh.
Excellent. Hi, Martin. Just a quick little thing here. I wanted to check in to see if you had an update on Brem and how he's doing.
Brem's okay. He was sick all week with his chest, and he's a bit lightheaded still. So that's why he came out, just from I don't know what he's got, some sort of cold. And then Johnny went to hospital to get stitches and probably a scan, just to make sure everything's all right, because it was a pretty nasty incident. Not dirty, just one of those things. Just a nasty incident both ways. So not putting anything on Cologne. We competed for a ball, and those happen. So, but it was not a nice incident to watch or hear. So hopefully both guys will be fine.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Recording stopped.
Okay, everything recording off?